Now, as we begin our third hour of our three-hour meditation, we are aware that we can talk to God, and God does talk to us. We are aware that we can do that, but we are also aware that we have a tendency to not listen. And because we have this tendency not to listen, naturally, we don't hear. But regardless of whether we listen and hear or not, we are God. We are the allness of the universe. We are everything, whether we're listening, whether we admit it, or whether we don't. That's the truth of us. Now, how do you talk to God as yourself, in yourself? How do you talk to God, and what do you say? Do you like to say, "Hi, God. It's me again," for our 24-hour everyday talk? We're always having our personal interrelationship, the oneness, you, me. It sounds as though I'm talking to God outside of myself, but I'm not. I'm talking to God inside, and you, God, inside. You're not separate from me. You're not superior to me or inferior. You and I are one. How can I be aware that I am one as God? How do I even know what God is? I've heard so many stories of what God is, and every story that I've ever heard about what God is, God can or cannot do whatever God chooses to do. There are things God cannot do, I've heard, and things that God does not do. There are things that God does not will to do, does not choose to do. And all of these statements are 100% correct. For God is not an action in motion. God is not the fulfillment. God is the isness of an aspect in its allness. And as this is what God is, that's who I'm speaking to. I speak to myself as God, depending upon where I place myself on this isness scale. And I'm the allness of the isness. And I say, "Indeed, indeed, good evening, God, good evening." Just like Mr. Candle, sitting on the bedside table of children all over the world, talking with the children. A candle talking. And the children can hear the candle, and they speak to the candle, and the candle hears the children. It just seems a little bit spooky, a little bit foolish, a little bit not true. Well, if I choose to say it's not true, then for me it's not true. If I choose to say it is true, then for me it's true. All these things do exist. But God, how can I be sure? How can I know to say to myself that this is who I really am? Well, there's going to be no shower of goodness upon you, God tells us. There's going to be no outer evidence that you have changed or are different than you are. There's only going to be the inner awareness that you are all. And with this inner awareness that you are all, it's quite likely you will play some interesting roles. You'll play some roles of you being successful and you being not successful, you being happy and you being not happy, you being fulfilled and you being not fulfilled. All of these roles, they're not real, but they're real. They're transient, yet they're permanent. When I say I am happy, or I say I am not happy, I am saying a condition that does not exist. I cannot be happy or I cannot be unhappy. I can only exist in the is as an is, which knows neither happiness or unhappiness. And as I exist in that, I exist as that. How do you describe that God? How do you describe that you are not something and that you are something? How do you describe that? We're not a motion picture. We're not a motion picture of something going on. We are not a movement from one point to another. We are each point, complete and perfect in itself. We are each point in its allness. Boy, God, that's kind of heavy. That's hard to really understand that sort of a thought. Yes, that's true. It's hard to understand that thought because whenever you are that thought, you have no other awareness in your consciousness. And yet you have every awareness in your consciousness. These things sound so irrational, so unreasonable. They don't sound like what a God that is a God, dependable God, a reasonable God, a totally understandable God is. Well, it's true. What is a reasonable God? Well, a reasonable God, let's look at that as an is. A reasonable God is a point in time, a point in expression, but just the point. It doesn't mean all the points that went before it and the points that come after it and the points that are surrounding it right now. It is just a point in itself. And as it is just a point in itself, you cannot think relative thoughts to it. And all humanity can ever do is think relative thoughts. Well, God, if I can't think relative thoughts, why do I have relative thoughts? Why do I have a world about me that needs to have me think in relative thoughts and yet tells me that there is no such thing as a relative thought? Why do I have life like that? That seems to be totally unrighteous, totally not good. Why do I have it? Why do I have this sort of an attitude about me? Well, Herb, you have this attitude about you because you haven't stopped to smell the roses. You haven't stopped to be singular. You haven't stopped to let go and let who you really are reveal itself to you. But you're different from me, God. If I let go and let you reveal yourself to me, you're different. You're expressing differently. You're living differently. You're being differently. No. No, God tells us, I'm not being differently. I'm not expressing differently. I'm only, if I can use the word only, I express at every expression that I express as a point. I do not express as a series of points. I do not express as a series of actions or series of events. I express as a point in an event. And this point is the only reality there is. And yet it is not even real. And every point that goes together to make up the kaleidoscope of who and what I am All these points that make up that motion picture of who and what I am, they are unreal because they're transitory, they pass. They're an illusion. They're an appearance that have no reality about them. And yet, they're what we want. They're what we want. Why do you want that, something like that, Herb? Why don't you want the point? Well, because with the point, there's no emotion, there's no sensation, there's no feeling. That's right, Herb. With the point, there's no emotion, no sensation, no feeling. There is no combination of aspects. There is only a point. But that's like having a spiritual healing. When you have a spiritual healing, you never remember that you were sick. You never remember that you had a problem. And you don't have that wonderful feeling of saying, yesterday I was this way and today I'm this way. We like that feeling. Why did you give us this humanity, God? Oh, ho, 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 ho. Putting the blame on me, huh? Well, you're God. You created us. No, I didn't create you. I created everything, if you will say, and it exists and is complete in itself. You created the story of your life. You created the illusions in which you're living because you find them joyful. Now, you can have the illusion of being happy and in such an illusion going around doing nice things and enjoying life, or you can have the illusion of being unhappy. They're all just pure illusion. Now, any point in that illusion is not happy or sad. Any point in that illusion is the allness that I am. And when you, I, we, us, the divine and its reality are sharing any time, what we share is any point in time. We do not share the attitude of the motion picture of the thing that we're going through. It just doesn't work that way. But to describe it, to share it, to tell about it, makes you sound like you are absent of some of your marbles, as though you're not all there, you're not totally in charge. Why would I do that, God? Why would I act like I was totally not in charge? Well, you act like that because you think being in charge is to be master of an illusionary world, an appearance world, a world that is constantly in change. And anyone who would ever be in charge of something that is constantly in change would go bonk because they're unable to settle down. They're unable to have any balance. They're unable to have any harmony. They're unable to have any reality in their life. I know, God, that's what I've been experiencing. That's what the world experiences. That's what all experience, animal, mineral, vegetable, everything experiences these changes, God. That's right. Story of the God where he was going to hide himself. And he said, I'll hide myself in man. Man would never think of looking inside himself for me. And this is all so true. We know where our divinity is. It's within. We know where all the power and all the essence and all the awareness of the universe is. It's within. And we know that we know it all now. But we also know that we know nothing. Oh my God, that's really a tough one, isn't it? That we know nothing and yet we know everything. That seems so illogical and unreasonable. Yes? And that's just the way it was meant to be. Unlogical and unreasonable. Because no matter what you think, no matter what you think about, no matter what you think through, you are absolutely at all times confused about it. I guess that's true, God. I guess that's really true, because every time I think about anything in the world, every time I think about anything that I'm doing, I'm thinking only about confusion. I'm thinking only about that which is hard to believe. That's true, Herb. You think about anything that's confusion and hard to believe only because you have not taken the time to develop the skill to think in the now, to think in this moment now. Everything is happening in this moment now. It's the is. It's that point. That point, that now. Oh! When you say the word now, it begins to have a little more meaning to me. Really? Theoretically, it should have even less meaning for you. The reason it would have less meaning for you is that you have nothing to hold on to. You have nothing to hold on to. You want to hold on to the package at all times. You want to hold on to the story form. You want to hold on to all of the details. And yet, as I do it in myself, God says, as I do it in me, who I am, I take one point at a time. I take one now experience at a time. I take one aspect of my being, and that aspect of my being I enjoy to its fullest. That aspect of my being is something fulfilling and rewarding and wonderful to me. That aspect of my being is what makes me complete and whole. But God, aren't you complete and whole when the motion picture is all together? No. I am complete and whole only as points of light, only as points of being, only as points of existence. I am not whole by much thinking and much dreaming and much wishing and much wanting. I am whole by the point, by the light. I am whole by oneness. I am whole by individuality. I am whole now. As you can come to that awareness, Herb, then you are all I am. When you can come to that awareness that the point is the whole thing, then you will seek the point and find the point. You will find it. You have found the point an infinite number of times, but then you pass on from it into the what you call the broader picture. And the broader picture are individual points more and more and more added on together. The broader point is more and more individual pictures, individual points. And yet, when you look at a picture, you not only see one point in the picture, but you see something that reminds you of yesterday, something that reminds you of tomorrow, something that reminds you of more than the ideal point the picture itself represents. When you say to a person, "Oh, I have found a knife," and the person says, "Oh, I lost a knife," instantly that person zeroes in on the knife that you found and says that it probably is the knife he lost. Now, he may see you have a knife, he may know it, but does he recognize that that knife is painted pink? Does he recognize that knife has a serrated edge to it so it'll cut the bread nicely or anything else? Does he recognize that the blade of that knife was made by special Italian steel that is supposed to be the sharpest and strongest steel in the world? No, he just recognizes the concept knife. And the concept knife does not have any other aspects of its nature. Every knife qualifies as the concept knife. But every knife is not my knife or your knife. Every knife is a unique, special, ideal point. And that special point is where we move and enjoy and experience it in the wonderment that it is. So, you know, God, that seems a little bit strange, talking about knives and talking about colors and blades and all these things. A knife is a knife is a knife. That's true. In the allness, in the isness, a knife is a knife. And as I think about a knife, as I think about it as a thought or as a unique aspect of the allness, and then I begin to think of its variableness, the qualities that it has, then I change from the one knife to many knives. And yet, if I say it has a special Italian steel blade, I'm not thinking of the knife, I'm thinking of the blade. Now I'm thinking of the blade by itself. Now I'm thinking of a point on the blade. I'm not thinking of the serrations on it. I'm not thinking of the strength of it. I think of a point on the blade. That is the blade. Now, from the human point of view, that would get far from interesting. It would take me away from all of the variety that the human thinking has. Now, why does human thinking have this variety? Well, God says, the human thinking has the variety because we give it to it. We give it to it. A little baby has human thinking, but it doesn't have the variety that we heap upon it as the years go by. A little baby is always pristine. A little baby is always pure. A little baby is always magnificent. A little baby can never be touched by anything other than what it is. And you say, well, it could be shot, it could be this. No, no. The little baby exists in the now. It exists in the here and now. It exists complete and whole. It exists the point. And the point is wholeness within it. The moment I start saying the baby could be surrounded by unhappy events, then I'm putting a different baby and a different set of experiences for the baby, and in that set of experiences are millions and millions of single points. Millions and millions of single attitudes of now. And because I've given them many single attitudes of now, what they do is to say, how can that be? How can that be when that's its reality? All those things make up who it is. No. All those things appear to make up who it is. And all those things do make up who it is at each finite point along the way. At each point that you stop on and see its reality, that's who it is. And all of the other points, they exist only when you give them unique attention. Well, that sounds kind of strange. That sounds kind of odd. Why would we do that? Well, Herb, you would do that because that's the game you like to play. Now, Herb, would you like to have a talk with God? Yeah, yeah, aren't I doing that right now? Yes and no. You're talking with what you think God is, and as you're talking about what you think God is, and you're putting all of the limitations that you ever knew or heard of upon this God that you are creating now, or demonstrating or expressing in now in a unique and beautiful way. You're creating it completely different. You're really revealing it completely different. You're revealing it with many aspects to its nature all at once, whereas in truth, there's only the one point. Well, this is my reality. This is what I got. That's the bag I came with. That's the bag that I carry all this stuff in. No, that is too a point in consciousness. If I were to take a point in consciousness with me at any point, it would not include everything. It would only include what is in that point of consciousness in me. And what is in that point of consciousness in me, that is my divinity. That's my reality. For all the other things fade away. All the other things cease to have any reality, cease to have any life for us, cease to have any existence. We let it go. But how do you do that? How do I do that, God? How do I let it go? Why do I let it go? You know, God, I'm perfectly happy being a human being. I'm perfectly happy eating, sleeping, drinking, talking, sharing, walking, playing. I'm perfectly happy doing that. Well, if you're perfectly happy doing that, then don't seek me. Because I am in all those things, but I am only a point without emotion, without any relativity to it. And if you want that point, then that's great. But if you want the emotion, and seemingly you do, if you want that emotion, then it'll come without any of the things that I would say are reality. And yet the reality is there inside. Gosh, God, that sounds not very fun at all. Yes, that's true. It sounds not very fun at all. Perhaps what you want to do, Herb, is to change your attitude, change your opinion, change your definition of what God is or who God is or who you are as God. And when you change that definition, whatever you change it to, it'll be right. But when you want to go to the original purity and integrity of that idea, you will find that there is only one and only now. There is no time and no space. I am the is and the one and the now. And I live in my is in the one and now. And you, as you live in my is in the one and the now, you say to yourself, wow, so this is what heaven's all about. So this is what living in this consciousness is all about. And true, this is what living in this consciousness is all about. And as we live in that awareness, as we live in that reality, then we come to the realization that all of the stuff that we call human attitudes, if we want to be divine, they have to go. If we want to be the allness of God, that all has to go. But how can you do that? How can you have it all go when this is what the majority of humanity seems to be experiencing? That's true. The majority of man seems to be experiencing it. But this simple illustration might help you think about it. You go to the fire walking school, and you learn how to walk on fire. And the person who teaches you how to walk on fire says, you are now walking on cool, wet moss. You're now walking on cool, wet moss. You're now walking on cool, wet moss. You are not walking on fire. That's not the thing that we're teaching. We're teaching you, you're walking on cool, wet moss. So then the time comes to walk on that fire. And so you say to yourself, I'm walking on cool, wet moss. I'm walking on cool, wet moss. You affirm that, and this is what your belief about yourself. You're being one-pointed. You're walking on cool, wet moss. You're being absolutely one-pointed. And as you do that, you walk on the cool, wet moss. And you are not walking on the fire. You're walking on that cool, wet moss because that is what you have created. That's what you have demonstrated for yourself to walk on. And then you go home, and you are cooking at the stove, and the knife is laying over the hot burner of the stove, and you don't notice it. So you reach down and pick up the knife, and you burn your hand, a really good burn. And you say, why did I burn my hand? Last night I walked on fire and I was not burned. Why did I burn my hand here? Well, you say, I wasn't thinking the knife was hot. I wasn't thinking it was this. I wasn't thinking. That's the point. You were not thinking of what you were doing, and therefore you did not do what you did. You did not do what you were working on. You burned yourself because you did not create everything in your world under your instant control. And you would say something to the nature, all fire for my body to touch is cool, wet moss. All fire, all heat, all temperatures, even the sun, no matter how intense that heat is, for me, it's cool, wet moss. And I can walk on it, in it. I could swallow it. I could be aware of it totally. And for me, it's just cool, wet moss. But you don't say that. You don't say that. You say that you walked on the cool, wet moss last night and did not burn yourself because it was cool, wet moss. Well, now, today you picked up the hot knife from the stove and you burned your hand. You burned it really bad. Now, if you had said all heated objects, all heat, it's cool, wet moss, all heat. Then no matter what you touch, if it's a hot stove, if it is burning coals from the fire pit that you walk upon, all things that you walk upon that have heat in them is like cool, wet moss. And that is really beautiful to think about, really beautiful to know and experience, beautiful to be. But think also, if you were to say all things are cool, wet moss to my touch, would you send that further and say that when it gets under the pan, it will be cool to the pan and not heat the vegetables? When you say that, will you say, well, when you light a fire, will the fire not light because it's cool? Or will it light? Is the heat only to be in the area of something that sort of affects your human body, that touches your human body? Well, that's what we said. Now, could you create a world in which that exists? And yes, there is a world in which that exists. And that world is you right now, Herb. You know that. If you can go to the person who puts on the event of walking on fire and in one evening trains you to walk on cool, wet moss instead of fire and not be burned, and it's still actually the fire. If you can do that, you can also train yourself to be untouched by anything that is hot or cold, anything in your life. It does not affect your skin, it does not burn you, it does not freeze you, it does not do anything to you. This is a big, wonderful thing to be able to do, but to do it, you have to work with yourself. Work with yourself. Every time you say the word fire, you're saying the word heat. Every time you're saying the word stove, theoretically, you're saying the word heat. Every time you say the word furnace, you're saying the word heat. All of these things represent that. When you put two wires together, plus and minus, and they spark and they flame, and you touch it and you're untouched because they represent heat, but you now have taken control of all heated objects. Yes, we can do that. And we can if we want to, and you would think that would be a beneficial thing to do in many circumstances. Okay, so what are you doing? What are you doing? You are turning off one of your senses. You're turning off one of your human aspects. And when you turn off one of your human aspects, you stay on the point, but the other human aspects are still there. And so when you see something, you'll love its fragrance, or when you smell something not nice, you'll dislike its fragrance. All your choice. All wonderful or not, according to your choice. Always something very good, according to your choice. Now, what do you want to do? Do you want to be human and have all these wonderful attitudes that we have about ourselves and others? Or do you want to be like one who walks on fire, is not touched by fire any time, any place, totally free? If you live in that consciousness, you can do anything you want. Then you can truly be anything you want to be. So put these thoughts in motion for yourself. Think to yourself, what do you really want to do? Do you want to really be someone that talks to God? Do you want to really be someone who is listening to the divine within you and responding to it as in charge, as in control, so that you're not burned in the slightest by whatever it is that you're dealing with? Never. You're not invited by anybody inside. You are totally free. You are totally free. You are totally free. This is where we are. This is who we are. This is why we are. Now that you've been considering where you are and where you stand on this, you come to the realization when you talk to God, you're talking to a point in consciousness. You're talking to all consciousness, but it is represented as a point in consciousness. And as you can learn to be immune to the heat of fire, so all other aspects of the senses can become immune to you. It's not that you want to do it step by step, but when you are one, when you are a light that is just drifting into the sky, and that's you, that has no sensitivity, that has no humanity, that has no visibility to anything else, it's you. And in this state, you're in absolute bliss. You're in oneness. You're in the allness. And you're not wanting to come back on earth. You're not wanting to come back and be seen or be heard. You're not wanting to have experiences of that nature. You just move on freely, wonderfully, validly. Doesn't sound very much fun being God. Doesn't sound very much fun to be ideal, to be the infinite, to be the isness, the allness. That doesn't sound like it's a heck of a lot of fun. And that's the way it's meant to be. The challenge is there for us to be the allness or be the finite. And if we choose to be the finite like so many do, you know the allness exists, and you know the oneness exists. And if you ever have had pain or something of that nature, and you can be free of that pain, then you'll know what it is to be free of pain, free of everything and anything that would limit you. And as you're free of anything that could limit you, then you live in the allness, and you live in it now. You have that ability. You have that choice. We can say, I'm God. We can know this. What shall I do, God? Shall I be the allness now? Or shall I be the human now? What shall I be, God? Herb, the reason that you are on planet Earth is for you to make that decision for yourself. And when you make that decision, either way, it's perfectly okay. But when you make that decision, then you join all the beings who are beingless, because you are one as them in all that they do. And as you are one as them and in all they do, then truly you have entered into a state of bliss, a state of happiness beyond all measure. And this state of happiness is something far greater, far more wonderful than you can conceive or know. But it is there, and it is for you and for me. It is for us to be our divine self right now. Right now, wonderfully, totally, completely, right now. Oh boy, God, sometimes I think it'd be better off if I didn't talk to you. Well, then don't. All exists. Whether you choose to face up to it at this moment or any other moment, all exists. And the reason for you being born on planet Earth is to see whether you're ready to walk out of human existence and walk into divine existence. Totally your choice. Totally. Whatever it is you want for yourself. Now, before you go, let's take a moment and see how it would be to be in that experience. In talking with God, God says, okay, do it. You want to know how it feels to be Tiger Woods and put the ball where you want it? You want to know how it feels to walk on fire and be untouched by the heat of the fire? Okay. How does it feel to be aware of your infinity and then not to be aware of anything else as long as you live, as long as you are? My, that would really be something. Am I ready for that? Yes, you're ready. That's why you're delving into these things. That's why you're talking to me as yourself. That's why you're aware. But really, am I ready for it, God? Am I ready to let go of the human and live 100% in the divine? And the answer for that is, yes, you are. And the answer is that you're doing it now already. The answer is now. You are that now. You are that totality right now. Claim it. And experience it, even if you wish, for but a moment, but an instant. You are that light that merges with all light, that is one with all. Thanks, God. I will think about it. Yes, Herb, I know. You'll think about it. I love you. I love you. I love you.